This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus have worked well enough that he plans to allow the statewide stay-at-home order to expire a week from today.
But as it rolls off April 27th, we need to figure out how we can run the marathon now that we've run this sprint.
Polis says Coloradans will still need to limit their social interactions. Officials say employers can have at most half of their workers in the office at any given time. And shuttered retail stores can let customers back in by early May as long as they have proper health precautions in place. A 1940s motel in South Pueblo, included in the Green Book for Black Travelers during segregation, is now on the National Register of Historic Places. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Coronado was the second Colorado motel to be listed in the Green Book. It's always welcomed everyone, regardless of their skin color, say the current owner, Shay and A.T. Perez. Shay says the thick adobe walls, viga beams, and bell tower attracted them when they bought the motel in 1992.
We have always felt that this place was an architectural dream. It is so full of character and uniqueness. It was not a cookie cutter.
The new National Historic designation may make the property eligible for grant funding and could increase tourist interest. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Coming up on the program, Dr. Loretta Christensen, Navajo Area Chief Medical Officer at the Indian Health Service, talks about the disproportionate impact of coronavirus on Native Americans. That story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Then, the threat of coronavirus closed movie theaters across the state last month, but a small town drive-in has just reopened with permission from its local health department. Moviegoers say it feels good to be there.
It does. It's nice to get out and not sit in the house and still be safe.
Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg takes us to Delta's historic drive-in movie theater in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 64 and partly cloudy in Denver, 57 mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs, 53 partly cloudy in Vail, 66 mostly cloudy in Grand Junction, 69 degrees, plenty of sunshine in Pueblo.